Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Gnarly Munchies. Yo, so this episode, just chill, laid back, got to chat with a homie. He's been in the scene for a couple of years, for almost a decade now, man. And part of the New York City scene, like hometown. And yeah, we just chopped it up for a bit and just talk everything, not just skateboarding, but literally everything. So, hope you guys enjoy. Make sure you go check out Skate for Changes. Right. You know the usual. Skate for Changes. We Unfuck the World and Live and Enjoy Movement. Yo, I'm out of here, man. Peace. Enjoy.
Microphone. Nick supplied me with a microphone. With a microphone today. Yeah, dude. Hold on.
It's not even on, bro.
Oh, it's not. Oh, shit. Oh, we just missed the first 15 seconds of vibes.
Yeah, you gotta turn it.
Oh, the vibe show. Hold on. I gotta set this down somewhere. Right here. And right here. I think that will hold. I think that works, right? Oh, no. That's gonna pick up. I don't know. Look, why does microphones look like little penises? It's like airplanes,
penis.
Everything
is inspired by penises these days.
Russia.
God damn it.
Well, fuck that. That's gonna be a big noise. I'll just hold it.
Boom.
Alright, that works.
Boom.
All that jumbling and mumbling and tumbling around was just us trying to fuck around with the microphone.
Yeah.
First time ever using a microphone on the show.
Hell yeah.
Provided by Nick. I feel like the future is bright. But it's mad stressful right now because like the ills in between times.
Yeah, everything is just going on right now. Like,
yeah.
First we had COVID and now we're on the brink of possibly another world war.
Shut up. At least you follow the news. Like, some people don't think it's possible for this to happen, but it's gonna be another world war.
Putin literally just put his nuclear forces on high alert.
Right.
Like just the other day, like.
Right.
4 days, 5 days into the conflict.
Right. It's not even, we didn't even get to a whole month yet.
Yeah.
It's already escalated to like, yo, possible nukes.
Exactly. Like.
What? We're skateboarders.
What the hell, man?
I'm a skateboarder. I'm not trying to deal with this shit, but I'm aware.
Yeah, you're aware. You gotta be aware, because next thing you know, like, shit can go down out of nowhere.
Where are you just chilling in your house or skate park?
And you hear that Amber Alert noise, or fuck.
He said Amber Alert, bro. That's like missing children. There's about to be a whole bunch of missing people.
Yeah, literally. That'll be like an Amber Alert, like 600,000 people missing. Please be on the lookout.
600,000. The bombs they have now, nuclear weapon wise, the hydrogen, the SAR bomb, which cannot devastate for fucking Pennsylvania and New York.
I just hope nothing comes of that and Putin, like, realizes that he's a fucking idiot right now.
I'm not even gonna call him an idiot because at times he makes some valid points. He's a madman, but he's not a madman. There's a thin line between that shit.
That's true, in this instance, he's kind of going a little bit overboard.
Yeah,
just a tad, you know?
I'm like, well, yeah, what the fuck happened to the reasonable man? Well, he wasn't always reasonable. What happened to the man of the early 98 where he was like, yo, fuck these fucking oligarchy motherfuckers. I'm gonna stab you bitches because you're not paying the people to, like, fuck these niggas. Fuck everybody.
I'm capping that it's all of those memes that, you know, you see of him, like, riding bears and shit, just being all mythical. It's like it gave
right.
him too much big dick energy, too much synthetic
we gave him,
big dick energy.
We gave him too much big dick energy.
And now he's trying to take over the world. So it's our fault, internet. You hear that? Our fucking fault.
We gave this nigga too big dick. We kind of did give this nigga a lot of big dick energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of big dick energy. He was getting all that, like, that just throwing it. We were just throwing it at him, like, yo.
Just giving it to him, like,
since
no rent.
Right? It was, I think the Occupy Wall Street shit popped it off. It was that when he was like, I don't understand how American people can make so much money and pay the people so little.
Yeah.
And then he started doing things with the bank, switching around, like, oh, you can't do this no more. You have to pay your people the equal living wage. And he started wilding.
Yeah.
Like, government-wise. He's like, and then he just started attacking people. Because he attacked Georgia. Crazy. He got away with that. He attacked Crimea. He got away with that. And now we in the Ukraine. It's like, oh, shit. Nope. That's the Balkans.
Yeah, it's getting kind of real. Kind of real right now.
And if anybody is familiar with history, anybody that attacks the Balkans usually pops off to World War III.
Yeah.
I mean, to another world war. Because every time the Balkans get struck, from Prince Ferdinand, World War I, to assassination of the other guy. In World War II.
Yeah.
And now we have this shit.
It's probably gonna happen again. I really hope not, but probably the way shit is going right now.
Right, anyway, you should introduce yourself.
Oh, yes. My name is Nick Raddus, although my actual last name is not Raddus. That's just a name that I came up with from nothing. So that's just what everyone knows me as. I've been skating for about, like, 6 or 7 years now. And shit, man, like, been in New York the whole time, not really gone anywhere else. It's been a real interesting experience skating in the city. Currently, I'm doing videography and photography, and mainly in skating, but I'm willing to branch out to other things.
So, like, how long you been doing the videography thing? Like, when did you get back in? Well, when would you start doing that? Because I know there, you know, some great legendary skate photographers from our community that was involved in the community.
Yeah, true. I do know some of them, although I do not really talk to a lot of them. There are some people that I talk to. I can't really think of, like, right off rip. But I guess I'd say I started, like, way back around, like, 2016 or 2017 when, like, selfie sticks were becoming popular and iPhones had, like, decent quality. That's kind of when I started, but it was only, like, just to take videos and show my friends, be like, hi, you know, look at this cool thing that my friend did or whatever.
Like, ha, 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 hang around cooler people than you. Yeah. Ha, 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 what do you do?
Something like that. You know, a little something to post to Instagram, like,
okay, I guess I'm gonna...
Yeah,
you're the second guest to do something like this. Dreddy did this, too.
That sounds like a dreddy
yeah, roof. He brought me two sandwiches.
Oh, word?
Banana.
Oh, shit, I got fucking an apple and an orange if you want.
I'll take an orange. I'll jack an orange.
Okay. Yeah, those oranges are good.
I'm kind of partial. Well, I have water, but I'm like...
Well, water's not exactly food.
No, it's not. I have food. It's just like, I just said, so when you offer the orange, I'm going to be like, orange?
I'll take the orange.
Orange? I'll take the orange. I love, for some reason, as I got older, I'm starting to dig fruit more.
Like, no, same.
I'm falling in love with the fruit categories. Same.
I mean, I guess everyone's different on that, but hey, to each their own.
Right.
I feel the same way, yeah. As I got older, I got more into the fruits. But, the fuck was I just talking about before?
We was talking, I forgot because I cut you off in the middle of this shit, right?
I started.
Yeah, filming, when you start filming.
So, yeah, right. I'm pretty sure I already said I started in around, like, 2016 when the iPhones and the selfie sticks became popular, but more recently, as of, like, 2020, I got, like, an actual camera. I got a gimbal for my phone for, like, more, like, follow-runny type of shots. I also have a drone, which I use sometimes, depending on, you know, where I am and what type of video I want to create. But yeah, definitely more seriously as of the past 2 years, but definitely started, like, the origins back in 2016 or 2017.
So when did you get involved with the scene? Like, when did you first, like, start coming around? When did you, and what is it like skating from that time period to now?
That's a good question. I don't think I have, like, a exact like, time frame on when I actually started coming.
We gotta clarify, but it's the New York City scene.
Yeah, okay.
New York City scene, because
okay,
I cover a lot of scenes now.
So, I think, like, around 2015 or 2016, I started coming to and finding out about, like, all these different events in the city.
Yeah.
Or, like, closer to the city or whatever, just, you know, in that general scene, or anyone involved with that scene.
Okay.
It's not exactly, like, always in Manhattan, right? Like, sometimes we go to places like McCarran Skate Park or something in, like, downtown Brooklyn, or maybe even Prospect Park.
Prospect Park was big like for the beginners.
Or probably like maybe the tip of New Jersey sometimes if the longboarders are kind of feeling a little bit rowdy and want to get on something a little bit bigger than New York Hills.
I mean, does it happen as much as that? Because we was around when it was a group of us.
Yeah.
Like all going out every weekend, going to hit hills, Toyota. Like you got to experience the downhill era of New York City scene.
That was a fun time. It's kind of definitely died off from that, but before I speak any more on that, I think like around 2015 started coming around, like finding out about the events, and then it kind of just went, not to be tacky or anything, but downhill from there. The back then it wasn't so much like now people would be more aggressive with their skating and they would definitely take more risks and progress a lot further.
I see some people like I'm just looking from an internet perspective because I haven't been to a lot of events lately. I've been kind of like keeping myself on the sideline. Why would you say like they're not pushing? Like I feel like there's some talent that is out there that's showing something. That's showing some like some risk.
Oh no, definitely. There are people out there that are like risking their fucking lives to do this crazy shit, which is awesome as always.
Yeah.
You know, we people just love to see that.
Well, I wouldn't say lives because I think that's a little bit dramatic.
Yeah, that's a little bit dramatic. that's a bit over the top.
Yeah,
but. You know, definitely risking at least, like, the health of their bodies. Because you could easily fuck yourself.
Oh, tons of... How many people we've seen get bricked at circuit? Yeah. At the simple-ass circuit.
I tore through 3 ligaments at fucking circuit. And it is a baby-ass hill. Like, you could get destroyed from nothing.
For having fun.
Yeah. Like,
for having fun.
It's pretty crazy. But I don't know. I'd say, like, before... Like, correct me if I'm wrong, because...
I'm sorry, we got cut off from this week, the show. I good thing you peeped that. I'm getting a call.
That would have been terrible if we lost.
So much more of that episode. Where was he at before? Because he just came up with me on some, like, here goes some more weed.
we were talking about,
the scene.
I was saying how people back then risked themselves more and like pushed themselves more compared to people that you see today, and you were interested in why I said that. And I don't know, I feel like back then there was not like this like mentality of like skateboarding is like dangerous, like we all knew in the back of our heads if we fucked up in the right way we would get fucking bricked and that would hurt a lot.
Right.
But we didn't really like take into account that aspect because we were a lot younger.
Right.
And like
You was a lot younger. Yeah. A lot of you guys were a lot younger. But still, I was kind of
like remember like people like Shaka and Michael.
Yeah.
They were older but they were still in that aspect like, oh fuck it, like you know whatever.
Take
risks. Just send it. Just send it.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be worth it because it makes you feel really good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, in their lives, they probably had things that they wanted to escape from, so they wanted to send it just as hard as those things were making them feel.
I remember that.
Those things. So, but now I feel like people are prioritize their safety a little bit more and they go a little bit calmer.
Hmm.
They take things a lot slower until they feel like they're ready to go as hard as they want to.
Okay.
So that's just what I see. Like, And you definitely don't see, like, as much free riders.
Yeah.
Like, you see definitely a lot more, like, people doing street tricks and, like, dancing and stuff like that. Mm. Like you still see a lot of free riders, but I feel like people have transitioned more towards, like, that calmer.
Like, so, New York City.
Like, but there's still definitely, like, a lot of people who will be like, yeah, let's fucking send it.
I mean, I don't know that many people who send it besides Pino...
Yeah, that really sounded like go like all out like every time. Like there's not like too many of those people left. Like me being one of those, like I used to just not give a shit until I
Broke yourself.
Yourself.
Because I was like, you got like you was around every single body who was like sick. And then we all was like, come on, Nick. Come on, Nick. Come on, Nick. And then you got, I think when you got Brick, it was that. That was it. He was like, I'm not progressing.
I definitely.
Past
this point. Yeah, I'm not progressing past it. It definitely plateaued a bit. But for a short period of time, I definitely feel like I embraced like more of my potential, like towards the top. No, but back then. But like now, I've haven't skated in like a while, and like I feel like more conscious about my body because I need to provide for my family, like by getting money at work and everything, and I drive for work, so if I can't be getting broken ankles all the time, you know. Yeah, dude, it's terrible.
Sucks.
So I need to be a bit more cautious, but hey, if it's a good hill for a glove down, I'll fucking go fucking 40 into that bitch. No problem.
Really? 40? No, you're hitting 40 now?
I've hit 40 before.
Oh shit. And before you used to be scared to do it. I'm surprised.
I used to be scared to hit like 25. Yeah. But now I'm comfortable with like 35, 40.
No shit, dude.
No stand-ups, though. I have to go.
Oh, no, I'm not doing stand-ups.
I'm not crazy like fucking, like all those other motherfuckers. Like Morgan and...
I decided after like one... Like I was going fast and I tried to do a stand-up. And I was just like...
Like, what's this from?
Why? Like, why did I make that bad? Like, because, you know, the first couple of times was pretty good. Like, oh, shit, slide a little bit longer. And that fuck-up one. Mm-hmm. You're going fast. You're just like,
How could this happen to me? Fucking, I've made my mistakes. Type shit. Yeah, you're just sitting on the ground like Peter Griffin, like... I've done that before. It's really terrible. But
yeah, it is. It's horrifying, but it was worth it. It's
when you pull it off, though,
it's worth it. It's worth it. Like
you feel like $1 million.
I remember learning blunt slides. It was Michael.
Oh, those are fun.
Anthony Drusetta. It was all of us all together. We was out there. Quasi, before Quasi fell out the community.
Mm.
Yeah. Because he, I don't know what happened with that by Trey Cell shit.
I feel like when he broke his femur, that was it for him. He didn't really want to be part of the skate community.
He gave up on it.
Yeah. He decided, probably, in my opinion, that the physical toll was not really worth what he was getting out of it and just decided to not really do it as much anymore.
He was one of the better ones.
Yeah, he was sending it super fucking hard. And the worst part is that after a full day of going crazy on New Jersey hills, he broke his femur bone cruising down a fucking sidewalk at like 10
miles an hour. Yeah, we was pushing. I remember going to the hospital with him on that day. It was like, we just...
How does that happen?
We was going... And he does the crazy shit. We was going about 35 all day. About 35, 40 all day. This is what we was doing. All day. Just skating up and down the fucking big ass hill. And then to just be like, all right, time to go home. We're going to cruise home. And to hit a crack at a precise moment, we was like... And broke his femur. It's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what? Like, why? Like, how does this happen?
Like, isn't the femur, like, one of the hardest parts in the body?
Like, it's like right here. It was right here.
Theoretically, it should be, like, the hardest to break as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, how the fuck did that happen?
I don't know. He didn't fall that day either. he didn't fall. Like, he didn't fall at all. Like, he was ripping.
Yeah, and like, how does that happen? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
The one L.
Yeah, it's pushing. That what happens to all of us. Like I sprained my ankle. I got a grade 3 sprain from just pushing.
Just doing nothing.
Switch pushing.
That's terrible.
I was getting comfortable.
Exactly. But
I was
getting
so comfortable with it because I was been a one-footed guy the whole time for the last 8 years.
But switch is not that natural, so you could at least
I was switching back to my natural stance. That's when it's not happening. Sure.
Damn.
It's no excuses.
No excuses. No fucking excuses.
No excuses, dude. That shit hurt. It just happens, though. It's like fun. I mean, but it's still fun. I'm still out here. Not that bad.
I remember like one of my earliest fucking bricks. That shit was terrible. It was like the middle of a nice summer day in Central Park, and I was cruising down like one of the last hills before you get to 72nd Street Hill.
Yeah.
For all the OGs that went there, I was going down that last hill, like, right before the lake where, like, that giant crossing section is. And this old lady decided to just walk at, like, below average snail pace.
Oh, God.
Get right in front of me. So I tried to foot brake, but I was still, like, a fucking novice at this point. So my foot touched the floor, and it immediately, like, slingshotted into my back wheel and just threw me off the fucking board, almost tackling this old lady. And I think my board, like, ended up, like, clipping a fucking person in the air or some shit, like a bystander. But then these lovely Canadians that were just
touring. Of course the Canadians.
Yeah, they were fucking touring in Central Park, you know, just part of their vacation. They, like, had, like, a, you know, front row view to me busting my ass right in front of their faces. And they just so happened to have, like, a full, like, EMS fucking medical kit on the in their bags.
Of course the Canadians, and they're like, bro.
And they're like, do you need help? Like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, I'm worse than I was before, but thank you for your help. I appreciate it. I think I'll be okay. Yeah, they're the best. Like, yeah,
lovely people.
Every single time I met a Canadian, I would always love that interaction.
It's interesting to meet different people from different countries.
Yeah, it is.
We've had that experience because of the skateboard community.
Oh, yeah. There's so many people who are in the skate community that are just from completely different places in the world. I remember, like, one time, I think we had, like, an Egyptian girl.
We did?
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
We had an Egyptian
girl?
That's
awesome. Yeah.
When?
I don't remember when. No, I don't think you were there. But
this has to be recent.
It was, like, last year or the year before
that. No, I wasn't there.
Yeah,
no. Last year, I think I was in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think
no,
so.
No.
But it was probably at, like, one of the Central Park events. But, wow. Yeah, it's pretty interesting, you know. You get to talk to a lot of people, you know, if you're social like that. I know some people are definitely... Right. Like to stick to their own little, like, cliques and just
We have cliques in the community. What's so, like, it's interesting how there is a community in a sense, but there's also cliques within the community where you go to events.
Very diverse. It's like Reddit, and then there's subreddits.
Yeah.
Literally.
Massive amounts of subreddits.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like drama, old school drama, like some people I just found out about and I was just like, nah.
But when it's time to come together, everyone comes together and has fun.
True, that's true. Which is very true. But that's like every community. Like,
yeah, that's true.
There's some shit that goes down. There's always something going down.
Yeah, that's probably how it is just everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got your main community, and then you got the little subclicks.
Yeah, subreddits. Yo, I just had a thought about 72nd and call it Bloody Noodles. Because of the soupy water, because of the toxic waste that's at the bottom of the hill. So if you skate it, you just skate it.
Call it like blood soup.
Blood soup.
Bloody soup.
Yeah, blood soup.
Blood soup hill.
Blood soup hill. Like instead of calling it the strawberry hill.
Yeah.
Because strawberries are red.
The amount of times I've busted my ass on that filthy fucking garbage water is terrible.
How do we not die? Sliding through a
I've died on it multiple times.
I know, but how did we not get like diseases?
Oh yeah, that's weird.
That's probably why I didn't go
fucking protected.
Did
by
you
God.
Get COVID?
No. Oh and no, COVID? Yeah, I've gotten COVID.
You got
once.
COVID? Oh damn. I thought
one time.
I was about to use that as an excuse. Like that's why we didn't get COVID, because we were playing in soup water.
Yeah, we were playing in fucking garbage
soup. Toxic soup.
And swimming in fucking like nuclear waste in our fucking beaches.
Right.
That's why we didn't get COVID.
All right, Coney.
The only reason I got COVID is because it fucking developed into Omicron, and I guess my immune system was just not up with that.
He's like, you know what, man?
You know what? Fuck you, bro. You put me through enough shit.
I had part one. I did good.
Time to give you the old one, too.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I got the old one, too, by the Omicron. That shit was terrible.
You got hit with the Delta Omicron mix?
Yeah, the it's fucking like one, two. Omni-Megatron virus, bro. Okay.
Omnitron.
Jesus Christ.
Yo.
It was terrible. But I feel like without the two vaccination shots that I've gotten before, it would have been way worse than it was. So
thank God.
Get your vaccination, kids. Wow. And if you're traveling internationally.
Thanks, you just put a little big giant vaccination sticker on my shit.
Hey, man. I know some people are convinced that it's like little microchips going into your fucking right. bloodstream. And then one day, like, the government is going to activate the 5G towers to send out a special frequency, turn us all into zombies. But as long as you don't get that third or fourth booster shot, you should be good.
Jesus Christ.
Should be good.
Jesus Christ. You're funny.
I mean, hey, in like an alternate reality, that's probably what happened, right? We all got our third and fourth booster shots, and then the 5G towers sent out the frequency, and we all became fucking zombies.
Right?
Weaponized fucking brain dead people.
Fucking shit. Too bad it already happened with our short attention span. I mean,
oh shit, yeah, you're right. TikTok emergence.
Yeah. It's the emergence of social media. How long can you watch a video before you change the channel?
There's been times where, like, I'm at work and I'm like, you know what? Let me take, like, 2 minutes to, like, decompress while, like, watching, like, memes on Instagram reels, stuff like that, or TikTok. Yeah. Actually, right. I don't really go on TikTok, so it's, like, Instagram and Facebook stuff.
Right.
Like, those little reels. And, like, I'll intend, like, 2 or 5 minutes to pass by, and then 30 fucking minutes passes by, and I'm like, holy shit.
Right. On Instagram or TikTok. Like, oh, no.
What
no,
has
no,
happened?
What am I doing in my life?
Where did the time go?
Yeah, like, oops.
And, like, I drive for a living, so the car will be running the whole time, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing? Shit,
but getting gas prices now.
Yeah, and the gas prices now, like, regular cost as much as premium, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, you mind if I get that orange, dude?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Like,
heck, yeah, man. I also got this cool, like, fucking hot dog bun thing from a Chinese bakery.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The,
I forgot
the name of it.
Scallion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is good.
Don't you live near those places? Huh? So, you live near those folks.
Yeah.
Well, no, not really. You move?
No. But like, if you drive down like 15 minutes down Avenue U, you'll get to all these like Chinese shops, which is
because it's a mixed neighborhood,
which is interesting. Yeah,
it's a Russian and
it goes very quickly from like Eastern Russian European to Eastern, like Chinese or like
Brazilian.
Yeah,
it's a mix. It's a mixed time. Oh, New York City's always been like that.
Yeah, which is great. I hope it never fucking changes.
Probably is.
Probably is, yeah.
Because you know, crazy ass people moving.
Yeah.
Left and right, and stupid motherfuckers are bombing each other. I'm what is it? What is that thing that's happening right now? Global warming.
Mm.
Right. Shit.
Gotta love global warming.
I forgot about global warming. Thank you for that. All right.
Oh, yeah. How was it? It's great.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
It's that fresh orange.
Pro tip dying
for anyone that has a car. If you have a car and you like fruits and it's winter time, just leave that shit in a bag in the back seat, like particularly like an orange or an apple, and eat that shit in the morning if you skip breakfast like me. Supreme eats. Especially the oranges, because they get kind of, like, frozen.
You like frozen oranges?
Not really, but if there's, like, a little bit more crunch to the orange, and it's cold, you know, it's nice and refreshing.
No, I agree.
That's great.
That cold orange is a little bit refreshing.
Exactly.
Versus the warm one that you naturally get when you're pulling it from the trees, like...
Exactly. I don't know why more grocery stores don't just put them in the fucking fridges. Just open fridges, like the aisle fridges.
I think they'll go bad or something. Really? They go bad faster. I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean, they're meant to be warm climate.
We need to put more research into oranges. More of our federal dollars.
I'm pretty sure they investigated most of the benefits of oranges because it's still legal.
Mm.
It can also give you diabetes if you eat too many of them.
Yeah, we might have been eating too many of them.
I mean, but they're delicious because the sugar content in oranges is just fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking nature's Snickers
bar. Yo, it's Snickers bar. This is pure syrup.
Yeah, just pure fucking nature syrup. Bro.
Nature syrup. Like, yeah, you want diabetes if you eat this every day, all day?
Got you, bro.
Got you, bro. Eat an orange all day. Eat 4 or 5 of them all day, every day.
I don't know if I could do that. At that point, it would probably get a little bit sickening. Eating oranges 4 or 5 times a fucking day. Holy shit.
I mean, if you love orange juice.
Yeah, if you really love orange juice, I guess so.
You love oranges?
I guess so. Now, would you ever buy, like, a press and just make your own orange juice?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I want one, actually. That's, like, one of my, like, just for orange juice, because it's not the same.
It's really not.
That box orange juice versus the real orange juice.
That box orange juice feels like I'm drinking diabetes out of a fucking bottle, to be honest. Like,
it does. It's from concentrate.
Oh, my God.
But hold on. Fresh squeezed orange juice is fucking killer.
It is, especially with some pulp in it. Not, like, too much where it's, like, you're just drinking fucking pulp and juice.
Oh, it also is really sweet. It's sweeter than the what you call it, the Tropicana.
Yeah, which is interesting.
But it's not, like...
toxic to your fucking body?
Yeah, it's not toxic sweet.
It's not literal, like, borderline poison? Because I'm pretty sure if you just replace the Tropicana with, like, water, or like, instead of just drink Tropicana, you would probably die.
They add, concentrate to it. Yeah, like, it's not just orange juice.
Yeah.
It's not just a Florida orange, and they juice the orange and they put it in a container.
No, does that.
They have the whole, it's some oranges and concentrate, so it's mostly concentrate.
The fucking cartridge or bottles, like, sat next to a fucking crate of oranges in the delivery truck, and that's the oranges that's inside of it. Literally just the aroma.
It's the oranges that they don't sell.
Yeah. Fuck
it. The leftovers. No, I just make orange juice with this.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I believe. Wholeheartedly, actually.
Thank God it's not like a LaCroix, though. Or LaCroix, or whatever the fuck it's
called. That fucking drink is disgusting.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, I've seen the memes. It's pretty accurate, though. Like, the drink tastes like it just sat next to fruits. Like, there's no fruits in it. It's just, like, the essence of a fruit. It's not really fruity about it.
Yeah. You know how, like, you get one? Remember those old school Mystics?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And sell some Mystics?
Oh, they're good.
That's what I'm looking for, and if you're going to give me a seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to make a fucking seltzer, that's a seltzer. You put some fruit in it. It was literally a seltzer, but they had just...
I agree. Just put the fruit in it.
They just...
Great. It's fucking great.
Fucking great.
The only other seltzer I think I'll drink is, like, well, obviously besides pure seltzer, holy shit, what the fuck is it called? Oh, the Howe's New York brand?
Howe's New York?
Yeah, they make really fucking good seltzer. Specifically the black cherry. Oh, perfect. Perfect.
I don't even know what that is. I've never tried a Howe's New York.
Man, they make some good potato chips too.
Really?
The kettle cooked.
Oh, Howe's.
Yeah.
I thought you said Howe.
Nah.
Yeah, my hearing is hard. I'm getting old.
You're good, man. You're good. I mean, maybe it's not that. Maybe, like, everyone just needs to clean their ears. Like you know, anyone.
Everyone?
Yeah, literally everyone that's hard of hearing. Just needs to clean their ears better. Don't use fucking Q-tips, because that just damages your eardrums.
Oh, really? Pushes
everything in. Like.
Damn.
Only use the Q-tips if you're gonna, like, clean, like, the outside area, but don't actually shove it in your fucking ear. There's a reason why on the back of the box says do not put in ear. You know, like, I've done it for so many years and I'm like, why does my ear hurt? Brain fucking explodes.
Yo, right now, just right now, you just did it.
Well, I saw this weird ass thing on YouTube. You see, like, these, like,
house was I don't do seltzer water. So, the reason why I don't do seltzer water no more, because I went to this Italian spot, right?
And and you just got ruined.
Yeah. There's like, you want a water? You pull out this fucking godly water. It's like, it's seltzer, but it tastes like water.
Yeah, this is a god-tier fucking
drink. Like, hold on.
I feel you.
Like, hold on. This is what seltzer water should taste like. It's supposed to taste like water, not burning your mouth.
Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk?
It's a little bit of
But yeah, for real. I got ruined to sushi. I went to this one place in Sheepshead Bay.
Yeah.
And it's like, they don't even have like that high of a rating. It's not like it's a 5-star restaurant. It's like 3.5 or like 4.
Right.
It's still pretty good, but you know, not 5-star. But that sushi is really fucking good, especially for the price. It's pretty decently priced.
They hit you with the hmm.
Yeah, they hit me with the hmm. Fucking, that shit was great.
You don't like our sushi?
I love sushi, man.
I'm not a big sushi fan.
If it wouldn't kill me, I would probably eat it every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's horrible. Yeah. Why do people like to eat? Why people that eat things that kill them still eat the things that kill them?
Because short life, I guess. Like, just like fuck it.
Fuck it, man. If this shit
send it.
If this shit kills me today, that kills me.
Yeah, for real. Like, picture this. You know, you're standing on a fucking sidewalk with your AirPods in or whatever the fuck you use, and one of these idiots that's fucking driving in New York, because you know, God knows, there's so fucking many cereal box license fucking idiots on the roads.
You know, statistically, people actually drive with no brakes.
Yeah, like
statistically.
Yeah, like it makes no sense. But yeah, like there's these people that just be driving like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was this one video, in particular that I remember from the Bronx, that this dude fucking plowed through like two fucking sidewalks.
Just that recently?
That was last year, yeah. It was last year.
I think it happened again.
And, like, all the pedestrians that fucking saw it came out and just beat his ass. But he really, like, gravely wounded, like, 5 fucking people. Like they sat up and they didn't even know where the fuck they were. Like, straight up, like, head concussion shit.
Yeah, keep your head on the swivel, people.
Yeah,
Don't drop your guard in the world.
Yeah, so, like,
the cell phone thing.
Yeah, as I was saying, like, you know, you're on your fucking cell phone and one of these idiots plows through the sidewalk and destroys you. like, you're still alive, but you're fucked.
You're eradicated.
And, you know, it would be fucking real sad if you didn't want to, or if you couldn't do all the things that you wanted to do, or, like, eat all the food that you wanted to do before. So just treat yourself, bro.
You forget the eating part. You forgot what type, like, yeah, dude, when you get wrecked, you can't eat certain shit anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, so, you know, if you're, like, sitting up at, like, 2 a.m. and you're like, you know, I really want a fucking cheeseburger right now, sometimes you just get the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, just get the fucking cheeseburger. That's a metaphor for life right there.
Exactly. Just get the fucking cheeseburger. You never know what's going to happen.
Just get the fucking cheeseburger, bro.
Because, like, you know, 5 hours later, you could be like, damn, I'm pissed. I didn't get that fucking cheeseburger. And then you'll die from an idiot running over with a car because he wasn't paying attention or she wasn't paying attention or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know what
could happen.
Or drunk.
A lot of times it's drunk. A lot of times they be off their rockets because they're fucking drunk.
Like 70% of the time. Yeah.
Because
it's New York and it's stressful and people are like, you know what?
Fuck this.
This bottle of fucking cognac won't hurt. And then they just go drive like, all right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of good drunk drivers out here.
Oh, yeah. There's some people that like have me convinced like they drive better drunk, even though statistically that's not fucking possible.
Yeah, but they do.
But they just do.
Like, I can't.
It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, they've been doing it all their lives. Like, there's so many people that actually get behind the wheel fucked up.
Yeah, and they're just like, you know what? It's better this way.
It's better this way.
Because, like, I think the mentality is that, like, their brain is just like, all right, we're fucked up right now, so take it slower and be, like, 600,000 times more cautious, please.
Yeah, but mind you, we're not advocating people to get behind the wheel.
Oh, totally not. Don't fucking do that shit.
You're a fucking retarded.
Don't be fucking stupid.
And don't say retarded, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, say it.
So sometimes it slips out, but.
Yeah, I'm a 90s kid. No, yeah. They try to say it's not an excuse anymore. Fuck that cancel culture shit. I'm going to say words that don't make sense to y'all.
Yeah. As long as you're not using it in the context where you're insulting someone, you know, you're good.
They don't give a fuck. We're more different, or less. We're different people. I mean, around normal everyday people.
Yeah,
you can say it and they're not gonna get butt hurt. Oh my god, is that retarded?
But in earlier times, those types of words did not really hold the same type of weight that they do now.
Yeah,
they were more of like a extreme way of representing something that's like what you're saying it is.
On a crazy note, I see this girl every damn day.
Which one?
This one right here. The tall one. Oh. I see it every day. It's weird because I'm like, I'm working this area. So, like, right after this, I'm working. It's, like, kind of creepy. Like,
she's following you. She's not got air tag on you.
She's totally not following me. She totally lives in the area. But, like, you know, you do certain jobs and you're in the area long enough, you start to recognize the faces. You're like, ew.
Yeah.
It's time to get out of here.
Yeah. It's time to leave this fucking place.
It's time to blow this joint. I think I need to get my shit together. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Let's fucking
go. Oh, let's jam. Fucking Cowboy Bebop life.
I haven't really watched that. I think I watched a couple episodes. It's like kind of interesting. Then I'm like, you know what? I'm good.
I feel like they made this show so they could bring back the series in real life.
Oh, really?
Well, bring back the cartoon series because you know how like they did Dragon Ball Evolution, and Dragon Ball Evolution was so bad that Toriyama Kariyama brought back Dragon Ball. Because he
was just like, this cannot fucking stand.
You cannot ruin my legacy like this. No, 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 no.
It's not happening.
This is no. Suck my dick.
Suck my dick.
What did they say to Evolution? These nuts. He like, brought back the whole.
It was terrible.
It was a bad movie, but he brought back the entire series. They helped bring back the entire series of Dragon Ball. So who knows? We might get like a brought back the whole Cowboy Bebop. Spike comes back.
I don't know because now we're on like Super. And yeah. There's the manga still coming out. I think the anime is being developed right now.
They made Boruto. He has another one coming out. There's Dragon Ball Super Heroes, and then there's,
oh my god. Then oh got, yeah.
Then there's manga sagas that we haven't even got into.
I don't even read the manga because I'm just like waiting for it to become an anime. Although it will probably never become an anime. Time.
Oh no, Bleach is coming back. They're on it.
Oh, I'm sure that they're on it. But I'm talking about Dragon Ball.
No, they're doing it. They're doing
Oh, they're bringing back the anime.
The anime's coming back too. They're going through the whole sagas, bro. They're going from Broly to Granola.
Okay, good. Yeah. Shit.
So if you haven't been paying attention to the whole manga, we got.
I have
we're,
not.
We're way past the Tournament of Power now. There's been like. The planet destroyer.
The only thing
Moro.
I know about, Moro. That's the only thing I know about.
And after Moro was the Granola saga, it's the Granola saga.
Because I know Broly was like after Super ended. Before the Moro.
Monster Sword and Power over.
Yeah.
It was it.
That was pretty interesting.
That was a good.
I know you like Dragon Ball, so you probably like this one guy. This is fucking dude who does like what ifs. His name is Masako X.
I watched him
on YouTube. Yeah. So he has this fucking series, for fucking Frieza, like Revelation F. So like, what if Frieza became a good guy, but he wasn't like goody two shoes? Like he was still like the Frieza that will like destroy your entire planet if you look at him sideways. But he was more like loving and had like a crew and a family, kind of. Not like a that family, would, not like would... a biological family, but like a you know like a.
He wasn't
misfit family.
He wasn't just a mutant.
Yeah.
He's actually a mutant of his race, but
like, pretty much.
They like that's a casual canon, guys.
That was pretty interesting. So if you're interested in that, definitely go check it out. I'm hyped for Star Wars. Everything that's coming out on Star
What's
Wars.
Going on in Star? All the Soka, Obi-Wan.
Yeah, the games.
I'm mostly looking at the games. I don't give a fuck about
I'm buying the Lego Star Wars fucking Skywalker saga on my Switch immediately as soon as it comes
They're
out.
Doing the whole entire thing. I gotta get that Pokemon, man.
Oh, dude, get it.
That new Pokemon. Yeah, that means I have to get a Switch.
It is great, dude.
And like...
If you're getting a Switch, don't you dare. To all the people wanting to buy a Switch, don't buy the old Switch. I plead with you. Save yourselves.
Save yourselves some Switch time.
Save yourselves. Like, just spend the same fucking amount of money on the new OLED Switch, and you will just be happy.
But it costs like $400.
No, bro, you could get it for fucking regular Switch price of like $300, $350. If you're willing to wait and like search like GameStop and Best Buy, I got mine from Best Buy, the white OLED version, even though that was like, quote unquote, the rarest one at the moment.
Okay.
The white Joy-Cons.
Why it has to be white? Why the white ones have to be rare? I don't ever get it.
I don't know. Why couldn't they come out with like a teal color or like a nice like glossy black or something? Like that would have been nice.
Not even a glossy black, bro. Why can't it be like squirrel color?
Squirrel color. Yeah, like gray and brown.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yo, that would actually look kind of sick. Like old school style, like Like, the whole Joy-Con could be, like, a...
Yeah, like a... That like would a be kind of sick. Lands
kind of gray, and then the Switches could be, like, a brown yeah, type
like,
of color.
Or you, like, kind of, like, I forgot the term of it, but, like, they have, like, a shaded in. Like gradient? Shaded, like, a gradient. Yeah, a gradient.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have, like, a whole gradient of it.
And fade.
You fade it. It just fades, like, from... gray to brown, like squirrel that color,
really cool.
Or like Pokemon color, like we have a Pikachu color, some shit, rare Pikachu. Why does it have to be like a solid white?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like rare. White and black, so like Stormtrooper vibes, but like fuck Stormtrooper.
Yeah, they couldn't shoot.
Yeah, they couldn't shoot straight for shit.
Right.
Especially like you even saw it in the, I think season one of The Mandalorian.
No,
they were trying to shoot at a can like 10 feet away from them. They were missing.
No, it was real. Every shot. Oh, so the thing is, it's based off of real lore. They're not made to shoot.
Yeah, they're just shit. Like they're these elite, quote-unquote, elite trained troopers that can't shoot straight for shit.
No, they're not trained to shoot. No, they have that in their DNA, well, in their programming, where they're not able to shoot straight. The Emperor just ordered that many soldiers, so he just mass-produced and throw out there.
Pretty much.
Because shared numbers doesn't matter how many fucking people you throw at them. Yeah. If you got an infinite army...
Yeah, and there was definitely a lot of people trying to join the Empire Army because that was a job in the galaxy. You know, that's a pretty big fucking job. You got paid a lot of money and you got a lot of benefits, but fuck, was that a shit job.
it was like real life, right?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
It pays a lot of money.
Like working for the city, almost.
Yeah.
Pays a lot of money, you get a lot of benefits, but fuck.
It's a shit job.
Fuck.
Fuck.
That shit sucks.
Fuck, why am I here? Fuck.
But yeah, man.
Yeah.
Can't wait for those games.
And
the shows too.
Yeah.
Season 3 of The Mandalorian, Season 2 of The Bad Batch.
Fucking great. Well, Boba Fett turned into an episode of Mandalorian. Well, turned into Mandalorian at towards the end.
I mean, I hope that they, like, do something similar that they did with the Book of Boba Fett, because they had, like, a whole episode where it was just The Mandalorian.
Two episodes.
No, they had one episode where it was, like, Boba Fett didn't even show his face in for one fucking frame.
I remember that.
The one after that, it was kind of, like, half-half. They were, like, a little bit back and forth.
How did it become a Mandalorian show?
I don't know, like, it switched from Book of Boba Fett, where it's supposed to be about Boba, to almost two episodes of just straight Mandalorian content.
Carry that season, boy. He
carried, like, definitely, like, those two episodes for sure.
It's Pedro Pascal, though. I mean, you can't sleep on... Like, if anybody knows anything about acting, Pedro Pascal is one of those fucking actors that you don't sleep on. He's done.
He is great.
He's a good actor.
He definitely portrayed that, Death Watch type of Children of the Watch vibe. Like, he fucking got that shit down packed.
Yeah.
I think he's a bit, like, nicer than probably anyone in the Watch... or Death Watch, for anyone that knows about that, but he definitely portrayed his character fucking well.
I like the Death Watch.
Yeah. They're fucking Star Wars, the Clone Wars vibes. Fucking great show. I'm glad that they brought it back for the 6th and 7th
season. There's a lot of things that they're about to get into. Luke Skywalker's back. We got Obi-Wan. That's a major series. We got to get some on the death of Darth Maul.
Yeah.
I want to know if they're going to do that in the first episode.
Oh, they did that in... They did that in Rebels.
The death of Darth Maul. Are they going to redo it? Because remember, they're retelling the story. They're going to do it again.
Yeah, I hope that they do.
Because remember, he's young Obi-Wan. Like, what did he do in between being on Tatooine while just being on Tatooine? Because, you know, he couldn't just hide. He's a fucking Jedi.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can sense him. So... they're probably gonna build it up to the point where he's old and he's fighting
fucking Darth Maul in the
yeah
in the Dune Sea.
Yeah,
that was it was pretty great. Like, I think getting back to Rebels fucking after it came out a couple years, definitely a lot of people hated on it because of the way it looked, and it definitely did not have the fucking huge budget that Lucasfilm had for the Clone Wars, because the Clone Wars every episode averaged at like almost $1 million for production. And where the fuck do you ever hear a company spending $1 million for a kids TV
show? Nowhere.
Like, usually, and it really showed too, because they had some great animation.
They usually just spit it out and be like, whatever, this is
they that. Spit it the fuck out and they're like, whatever. It's for the kids. They don't
Yeah, kids are gonna watch it anyway. Don't mean I like don't they, fuck they don't give a fuck about this color. They don't give a fuck about that's about story.
Yeah, they don't care if the shit looks great. Like the transitions are nice.
Yeah.
It was cinematic, it told the story well. It was political.
Yeah.
Fucking it still looks great to this day, even though we have like some crazy looking animations now.
I think the new cartoons that just being churned out by American animators suck.
Yeah, they do kind of fucking suck. But fucking, yeah, getting back to Rebels, like, that shit is a great show. Like, it definitely still holds that same, like, vibe of, like, you get, like, a meaningful lesson, like, throughout the show, like, with, like, every episode.
Yeah.
And it did bring back some great characters as well as introduce some interesting ones.
Yeah.
Like Kanan Jarrus, like we never really knew about him. He didn't really technically exist back then, but now he's canon. Like he was in the Bad Batch TV show,
right?
In the first episode, and you get to see a little bit more intimately throughout Rebels and Bad Batch what like Order 66 was like, and the whole galaxy transitioning to the Empire.
I'm waiting for
that was great.
What you call it? The Cal Kestis? He should be canon.
Oh yeah, no. Now that he's in like a game that was stamped by Disney, he's definitely in the canon.
Right.
I don't know where he's gonna fit into it, Mr. Fucking Calculator Kestis.
Calculator Kestis.
Fucking, I don't know where he's gonna fit in like shows or anything, but that would definitely be interesting to see him.
Right, because he's one of
especially played by the same person who plays Ian in.
Right.
Because that is him.
Yeah, he's a fantastic actor too. Yeah. So we got a really good actor. Yeah. Playing in a video game where you can actually put him in actual and TV shows.
If I see that, I don't know his fucking name, but if I see that fucking actor who played Cal and Ian in a fucking show, I will lose my shit.
Yeah, that would be I'd be like, what the fuck, Cal Kestis? What the fuck? No,
literally,
you'd be like, no, no,
you didn't just do that, bro.
Because the game, the way it ended, the way the game ended.
Yeah. I think it left too much on the table. I just finished it, like 2 days ago.
I'm not going to spoil it, but.
No, I just finished
it. For everybody else. For everybody else? I mean, old. It's about to be.
It's old, but, well, quote unquote old, but, like, I just played it, like, for, like, the second time, because I played, like the first world.
And yeah.
I kind of got busy with other stuff and left it. I just finished it like 2 days ago, so
okay.
Some people might have not finished it, but that was a great game. Although it's hard. I'll say
it's difficult.
It is fucking hard sometimes.
It's Dark Souls with lightsabers.
Yeah, it's definitely like a Souls architecture. You know, like if you die to an enemy, that enemy will hold your life and your XP points, and when you hit them, you gain back your life and your XP and your.
But you gotta beat them.
Yeah. You just have to hit them once.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you just gotta hit them once, just like.
I forgot. I got done with that game. I beat it. I got everything unlocked.
But if you die at any point when you're getting to the enemy who's holding your XP, all of that is gone.
Yeah, that's it. It's over.
So if you were like racking up points to do like one like big mass buy, so you don't have to keep going back and like seeing what you need, well, fuck you, I guess.
Have you played No Man's Sky?
No, but I want to because now I have a baller ass gaming PC.
Oh,
that shit is
with
amazing.
No Man's Sky.
Yeah, it would look great. Yeah, it would look great
because they fixed some of the glitches now. Now you can make.
They fixed a lot of them.
Yeah,
they did a lot of work. I'm fucking disappointed in them for lying to us, but honestly, I feel like they set the trend kind of like how Apple does. You know how like
we're gonna lie to you to make give you something better later on.
Yeah, basically like
Cyberpunk.
Like Apple, yeah, like Cyberpunk and. Well, No Man's Sky really, like, set the fucking trend, I think.
Yeah.
Like, in modern times.
Here goes a shitty game.
But they definitely, like, kind of copied Apple in that sense. Because remember when Apple dropped the iPhone 10? It was, like, the first phone to be priced at $1,000, like, ever on the market.
Right.
And now Samsung and, like, all these other people who are making flagship phones are pricing them around, like, that range.
And we're like, what the fuck is he doing, bro? This is ridiculous.
Everyone saw from Apple that they could get away with this shit. If they give something that looks fucking great.
You know why it costs so much? You know why it costs $1,000? Because the chip, the silicone that they was getting was so fucking limited.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
But also, like, at least in Apple's case, like, the premium materials are definitely on that part.
I mean, it glitches now. I have a 10.
Yeah.
And it totally glitches.
It makes sense. Have you it updated to the...
I've updated. It's fully updated,
there's
dude.
A new one that came out today.
There's another one that comes out every week.
Almost. No, the update.
No, I haven't. Well, I guess I got to update. But, Nick, before we... I got to go to work. Because it's almost 4 o'clock. I got, like, 20 minutes.
Hell yeah. Where do you work at?
Right here.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm at work, dude. I was off this
clock. Oh, right. The
fuck. Yeah, I'm doing delivery.
I'm out there.
No, I'm not teaching. I'm not teaching right now. I don't want to teach. I'm not really big on it. Like, yeah. I'm not a fan of teaching.
It's not for everyone, no. Honestly. Like, I feel like me, I would be able to teach people, like, unofficially. But if it came to anything in official setting, like how Yak is doing with his skater in school or how you were doing. I don't think I could do that. Like, that's just not me.
I was working for a company, and I wasn't filled being like, I don't want to teach. I want to skate. Like, I want to spend, like, sitting here watching these fucking, just watching kids skate. Can I get just watching kids skate. And I was like, bro, I want to skate. Yeah. Like, I don't want to fucking watch you skate. Like.
Yeah, you feel like you're limiting yourself. Like, you're kind of, like, straining yourself to be there.
Yeah.
I understand.
Like, I'm showing you how to do a heel flip. Whoa, experiment.
Yeah, that shit's
good. We don't have that over there.
Wrigley experiment, bro.
Yeah, we don't have that in the hood. They have.
It's called Lemon Mint Miley.
Oh. Yeah.
So if you ever see Miley's, ask if they got a Lemon Mint.
I'm not doing that. I'm trying to quit completely.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to fucking Spain soon. So
you're going, wow.
Yeah, Madrid.
Wow, get some films.
Yeah. I'm going to take, like, a fuck ton of videos and pictures.
I think Antonio's still out there.
Oh, yeah.
Drusetta.
Okay.
Yeah, you should.
I can't take my board, though, which is the unfortunate part.
I'll just hit him up. Just
out
there fucking be like, yo.
If I have his contact, I probably will.
Facebook.
Like, yo, Matthew, send me home.
Facebook. Definitely Facebook.
Okay.
But, dude, tell people how to find you and what, and if they want to film and contact you.
Oh, yeah. So, fucking, as I said before earlier in the podcast, I am a aspiring or upcoming videographer/photographer. So if you ever want to take a look at my content or make a video with me, just let me know. You can contact me by going on Instagram and typing in NickPix666 into the search bar. Once again, that is NickPix666. And the way you spell that is NICCPICS, 666. And there's no lower cases or spaces in it. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it?
Yeah, that's pretty
no
much
it. No shout-outs? You just, like...
I don't even know who to shout out. I mean, besides, like, my mom. She gave birth to me.
That's it. I love your mama.
Hey, Mom, how you doing? I know you're probably never, ever listening to this podcast because you don't know how to use Spotify, but shout-out to you. I love you.
All right. That was a good outro, man. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, you have a good day at work, Matthew. I hope you don't get hit by a fucking car.
Damn. I hope that too.
Wilding.
Yeah,
people
they do.
Wilding. Keep your eye out.
I got my showboards today, so I'm not going to be
keep
as
keep your
fast.
Head on that 360 fucking swivel.
I mean, I'm not. Oh, I don't want to say that on the podcast. I was going to say I'm not.
Yeah.
Because you know, some people be on their phone.
Yeah.
And, like, they just be walking on their phone and be, like, looking around. And
I'd be tempted to push people over that are doing that. To be honest.
Some lady ran right into me one time. I was
like, she
got plowed over hard.
Oh.
It was in the city. It was a couple of years ago.
No.
It was so bad because she fell so hard.
No.
You know how some people, they think they can keep walking and it's not going to, like, the momentum.
Yeah, nothing will fucking happen to them.
Yeah. The bad part is like, I'm going fast and you're standing still. What happens is not really what you think is going to happen.
Not the desired outcome. Not the desired outcome whatsoever.
You ever seen an asteroid hit an Earth?
Yeah.
Like, oh, think about that. Think about a falling object hitting Earth and what happens when a falling object is hitting Earth, that something that's standing still.
How fucking boom, bro. How fucking boom.
Still moving.
That's how I felt when I was a lot, like, heavier set and, like, crashing into people while I'm skating. Especially, like, while you're, like, doing pack runs. When you're a thick boy, obviously you get, like, more momentum and just naturally more speed down the hill.
Yes.
Than someone who is not as heavier set as you. Yeah. And crashing into those people, or even worse, pedestrians that are not paying attention despite you trying to get their attention focused on you, it is just a horrible feeling. Unless the person deserves it. It's just a horrible feeling because you feel Like, all that, all your body weight crash into this fucking person, and you just can't help but to feel bad for them. Because you know that shit hurts like a motherfucker.
There's nothing they can do about it. Unless they're super strong. Unless you're like some cock-built motherfucking Arnold Schwarzenegger person.
Yeah, unless like you're doing a handstand like mid-fall to like direct yourself in a like completely opposite direction. Like, you can't do shit.
Yeah.
Like, you just gotta accept that you are hurting this person, and it's gonna hurt a lot more if... compared to if you were skinnier.
Yeah, so don't run into people that's moving. Don't run into moving objects. It doesn't turn out well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so for the pedestrians and the skaters out there that are, well, for the skaters that are thick, keep your eye out because you do a lot more damage.
You do.
And for pedestrians, fuck you.
Oh my god,
fuck you. Just keep an eye out. Just keep an eye out. Like, I know
you get fucked.
Yeah, like we can't exactly like dive out the way like you can. Like, you have way more mobility on like a cubic centimeter scale or whatever.
Yeah, get fucked.
Us. Like, if you need to backstep out the way out of incoming object, you could fucking do that.
Exactly.
We can't do that. Well, our options are to jump off the board and risk our investment getting fucking destroyed. Or ourselves getting destroyed, or just swerve out the way, which sometimes doesn't even work.
I was doing a slide one time. I think it was on video for like one of the busting rails, and I crashed into these two dudes. Like, I was doing a squatter, and he like goes down like face first, but he doesn't get bricked. I didn't have no feelings for it because he saw me coming. He could have moved out of the way. And I was like, I'm going for it. You stand right there, all right, dude.
I'm going for it. It's your choice, bro.
Yeah, it's your options, bro. I gotta slow down somehow. I'm going down a hill. You're not. Like, I'm on a skateboard. It's not like I could just
stop. You can't just stop on a dime, bro. Yeah. That's not how this shit works.
Yeah. Bro, yeah, we're out of here, dude. I got to go to work. I got to clock out. Yeah. Peace, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.